time for the Halftime Report on Q92, brought to you by Monica's Apparel and Accessories, located in Dawson.
All right, welcome back to Armitage Field here in Canby. Paul Raymond, Dick Newman here. Finally got a halftime, Dick. It was a long first half, wasn't it?
A long second quarter, for sure.
Yeah. Yes. Well, the Lancers leading Lacapaw Valley 32-0. Let me run through some other scores in the Southwest District quick. Russell Tyler Ruthen leading Dawson Boyd 14-12 at the half. That's kind of a surprise there. Mineota leading McCray at the half 35-6. And Lakeview shutting out Yellowman's Niece 27-0 in the third quarter. So we're up to date there. And before we talk to Dick and talk about some of the scoring, and yeah, I always like to have a halftime guest at football, and it's National 4-H Week, and you've been listening to Q92. We've been doing a lot of Yellow Medicine County 4-H PSAs, and Alicia Webb's sent over some commercials, and we've got with us here in the press box, Ava. Okay, I'm sorry.
No, you're right.
Not Eva. Ava.
Yeah.
Okay. E-V-A?
Yeah.
Okay, Ava. Okay.
Yeah.
Heading start, right?
Yeah.
Thanks for coming up.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Yeah, so tell us, where do you go to school?
I go to school in Canby, Minnesota.
Okay, what grade are you in?
I'm a junior.
Junior, okay. And you're in 4-H too?
Yes, I am. Okay. I'm the president of my club.
Okay, what's your club?
Yellow Medicine Horse Club.
Oh, okay. So you deal with horses all the time?
Yes,
then.
We're actually a fairly young club. We just started a couple years ago under the direction of Miranda and me.
Okay, so Ava, you got to educate me on horses. Don't know too much about them, but I understand you were very successful at the state horse show.
Yeah, I did really good.
Okay.
It was a surprise to me. There's a lot of horses up there, so I went up there kind of with the mindset that I was going to go up and have fun. But I ended up placing in my English pleasure class.
Okay.
Which it just pretty much means, if you know what an English saddle looks like.
Yep.
Yep. So there's a bunch of horses that go in there and they
Wait
ride.
A minute. No, I don't.
No, you don't. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So an English saddle is like a Western saddle, but without the thing you hold on to. Oh,
okay. In the
and
front.
Less stability to it.
Okay. So
pretty much, you're just like not.
Bareback.
Kind of.
Okay.
Yeah. Pretty much with stirrups.
Okay.
So you go in there and ride along the rail. And
I saw a video of you doing that.
Yeah, the judges judge you on if you're on the right posting, like, diagonal, it's called. So if you're rising at the right time, and if you're on the right lead and stuff. So lead is when you, the horse's hoof is going first.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So you placed in that.
Yeah. Yeah, I played fifth.
You placed
fifth. Out of 19.
19? Well, congratulations.
Thank
That's
you.
Pretty exciting.
Yeah.
Is that the first time you were in the state horse show or not?
Well, I went down last year with my game course. So we went down with barrels and poles and that kind
oh,
of stuff.
Oh, you do barrels and poles.
Yeah.
Now that I know something about.
Yeah, most people do.
So English, what else do they do besides, what do they judge you on? You mentioned that a little bit.
Yeah, so for that class specifically, there's normally two classes. There's the equitation and the hunt seat.
Okay.
And the equitation is like you go in and you do a pattern, and they judge you on how well your horse goes off of your cues, so how fast you can go into that running lead or whatever.
Okay.
And
good.
Yeah.
So that's how they do it. How you do it. So how many horses do you have?
I have four right now.
Four horses.
Yeah,
wow.
I just got my fourth like a couple months ago.
Oh, wow. A little expensive.
Yeah. Yeah. I have great parents, so.
Yeah, good. So what do you like about what you do with the horses?
Right now I have two younger training horses.
Okay.
So I really enjoy teaching them how to do what they're supposed to do.
How to trot or walk or
right, and how, yeah, if they're being a brat, how to be like, no, don't do that.
Okay. And they listen to you?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, so far I've had really good luck.
Talk about the state horse show. Now, that's close to the state fair, but it's not the same thing,
no,
right?
No, it's not. It's actually a couple weeks after. The horses kind of come up and take over the whole entire thing, so
oh,
you wouldn't
wow.
be able to have the two at the same time.
Oh,
it's so
wow.
busy up there. I think there was around 500 horses up there.
Okay. Cool. So have you won some other competitions that you've been in over the course of the year? How many competitions do you go in?
Well, normally I'm in a couple more, like barrel races and stuff like that around, but my horse that I normally do games on is lame at the moment, so it's not walking right or hurting somewhere. We're just trying to figure out where.
Okay. You do barrels? Did you, were at the Lac Qua County Fair, or the road? You do rodeos too, or not?
I was hoping to this year, but I was unfortunately not able to.
Okay, all right. But you do some rodeos?
No, I haven't yet. Getting into it.
Tell our listeners a little bit about the daily routine with your horses. How do you train them? How, you know, feed them? You got to be pretty busy after school.
Yeah, no, pretty. I get home from school and I'll feed them normally and let them finish eating. And then I'll go out there around 5 or 6 and then I'll put them in my round pen, which is pretty much just a big circular pen.
Oh, okay.
Round pen, pretty self-explanatory right there. And with my training horses, I'll round pen them for a while, so they're just running around me, kind of getting in the right headspace, focusing, and then I'll throw a saddle at them, teach a couple cues, and then with my older horses, I'll normally just jump on them and go for a trail ride.
Oh, wow, you like trail rides.
I do. It's really relaxing.
That's what my horse friends tell. It's very relaxing.
Yeah.
They do it when they have, I have a horse friend that just told me that this week. They do that when they feel stressed.
Yeah, no, totally. When life's overwhelming, go out for a trail ride.
So what was the award you received? What was it called? From the State Horse Show. What was the award called?
The fifth place ribbon?
Yeah. Oh, fifth place. Okay,
yeah.
In English.
Yeah, in English.
Okay.
Huntsie.
Okay. I told you before on the air I didn't know nothing about horses.
Yeah, no, you're fine. Most people don't.
Okay. Well, congratulations, Ava, right?
Yeah.
Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
What do you like about 4-H before I let you go?
I love the community it makes. So you just get a sense of family and you really grow together and you get to learn as a group, which is really cool. And being a leader, I have the opportunity to teach others too, which is really fun.
Good. Well, thank you for joining us on the Halftime Show. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Ava. That's Ava Henningsgard from Canby High School. And she loves horses, right?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. And we're going to turn from horses to football again. How about that, huh? Dick, why don't you go through some of the scoring there? Thank you, Ava. Go through some of the scoring there for us.
It's been all Canby. They scored 2 touchdowns in the first quarter and 1 in the second quarter. The first touchdown, Lac Qua Valley received the opening kickoff and did get a first down, and then they fumbled on the very next play, and Canby took over right at midfield, and on the fifth play, or the sixth play, Evan Weber ran around the left end and scored a 30-yard touchdown.
Yep.
It was a 6-play drive, 50 yards long, and it took a minute and 50 seconds off the clock. Then after, there's been 2 or 3 fumbles by both teams, so 2 or 3 more possessions with 3:15 left in the first quarter. They got the ball on their own 46-yard line, and Lane Fink, after 4 or 5 first downs, went over from the 1-yard line, 1 yard out, and a 54-yard drive in 6 plays. 2-point conversion also, this time it was a Weber ran that in. The first touchdown was a 2-point conversion as well, so that made it 16-0 with 52 seconds left in the first quarter. And then Lac Qua Parle moved the ball down field, and on the fourth down they gave over possession. Canby took over from their own 29-yard line, and it only took 3 plays to score again. 71-yard drive, and a 71-yard
touchdown
run by a touchdown run by Dylan Hausman.
Hausman, yeah.
And then a 2-point conversion by pass by Trevin Graves from caught a pass from Evan Weber. So that goes to the scoring.
Okay. 32-0.
Yeah.
Canby leading Lacapoil Valley. That wraps up our Monica's Apparel and Accessories halftime report. We'll be back in a couple minutes with the second half kickoff.
Monica, it's fall. What's happening at Monica's Apparel and Accessories?
It sure is, Paul Ramo. Fall into fashion at Monica's Apparel and Accessories at 931 Chestnut Street in Dawson. I'm filling to the brim with jackets and sweaters and jeans and purses and jewelry and boots. And you name it, I've got it. And if I don't, I'll order it. And grab a dark chocolate sea salt caramel and see what Monica all has to offer this fall. Hours are Wednesday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 10 to 5, or by appointment. And like me on Facebook.
Shop Monica's Apparel and Accessories on Chestnut Street in Dawson.
You've been listening to the Halftime Report on Q92, brought to you by Monica's Apparel and Accessories in Dawson.